Close your outer eyes if you haven't already. Let your body relax. And open your mind to the Holy Spirit. For we are now at this moment in the presence of God's pure being. And immersed in the Holy Spirit. As surely as a fish is immersed in the sea, you are immersed in the Holy Spirit at this moment. It is all around and within you. It is in the ground beneath your feet, in the air that you breathe. And that whole Spirit of God in expression, it's here to inspire you, to show you things about yourself that are so wonderful, it's hard to believe. But they are true. And that Spirit leads us not into temptation. It leads us through temptation. It delivers us from whatever seems to be holding us back, if we would but let it. That higher power is the power that will help us rise above, overcome, Father, Mother God, give us that strength to overcome, the perseverance to hold on to our inspiration for as long as it takes until we can bring it into manifestation in our world and lives. Let our inspiration revolutionize the way we see ourselves. And let your own strength empower us to deal with all of life from that lofty perspective. We ask this in the name of one who went through it and overcame, Jesus Christ, with the promise that whatsoever we ask in his name is ours for the asking. And in his name, we complete this time of prayer by joining together and prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory.